I'm going to talk about, again, it's kind of basics of oil and gas and kind of the big issues that come up in these oil and gas cases. And for some people, it'll be a refresher or a reminder of what's involved with these issues. For some people, it'll be an introduction to the extent that they're new to the practice or new to oil and gas. I would recommend people look at the paper that we wrote that's in the materials, and I need to give credit to Arsalan Muhammad from our Houston office who helped put that paper together. But it obviously goes much more in depth on these issues and is always a good starting point if you run across these issues in these cases. The first topic I'm going to talk about is the concept of executory contracts and how that issue arises in oil and gas cases. So we talk about leases in oil and gas cases, mineral leases, and just from the title lease, you would think, well, then it's an unexpired lease, meaning it implicates 365 issues. But it made me think of the Mr. Ed, deal. A horse is a horse, of course, and this, that's why I have this quote: a lease is a lease, of course, unless it's a conveyance of real property. And that's what you find out in these oil and gas cases. And why does this matter? It matters because under 365D4, for a unexpired lease of real property, you run across this, the deadline to assume or reject. It can only be extended now one time without lessor consent. So and the effect of not assuming or rejecting within the applicable time period is that the lease would be deemed rejected and a debtor would immediately have to surrender the property. So